The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
All right, y'all, it's the voice of your choice, you know what I'm saying? We over here soaking up all of this love, you know what I'm saying? Vlad got love, D got love, you know what I'm saying? Ali got love, Ye, Wiz, Amber, and Kim got love. So get on in this conversation.
Hey, it's time to visit ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media. Find your voice. Led by Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy, you'll get your fill of cutting-edge laughs to get you through the daily grind. Subscribe to your favorite show now on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of D, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is In the Conversation. We are back. This is Damian Lemon. And as always, on my right-hand side, I got...
El Coronel, Capitán, Alcalde, Profesor, Vladimir Camaño.
All right, then. And on my left-hand side, I got...
Running behind, Ali Muhammad will be here shortly.
Late Muhammad.
Yeah, Late Muhammad's running. He's over... He's a little late.
Late Muhammad. Hopefully he'll be here in
He just texted me saying he's on 72nd.
Yeah, so. He's been saying that for a while now. That's all.
He's saying he's been on 72nd for a while.
He's been saying, "Yo, I'm on this one right here." Start, you know, but he did say start without him.
Isn't that the classic symptom of somebody who's late?
Of course.
Yo, I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm on my way. And they super vague with it. Listen, you might want to just go ahead and start without me. We should have, because we was actually waiting, you know. But
not to make it racially, Damon. But is this a cultural thing? Uh-oh. Like, I'm curious to see how.
Uh-oh. Are you going racial?
Go I'm ahead. Trying to ask. Like,
not to make it racial, but let's make it racial.
In the hood, in places of poverty, at least in urban dwellings in New York. That's what we do. Yo, I'm getting dressed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you still didn't even got in the shower.
Absolutely. I know I've done it. I think white people do it.
I'm wondering how they do it. Chris, can you jump on this? You guys?
Yeah, I mean, if it's something very specific, like if it's an appointment, whatever, I'll be there on time. But if it's sort of like, oh yeah, we're all going to get together, hang out around 7, I'll be like, okay, whatever. But I'll roll in 7:30, you know, whatever. I'll do that thing where it's like, yeah, I'm getting ready, but I didn't really start.
Yeah. Well, he did say start without him. At that point, that's where it's like, yo, do you? Because my shit is ambiguous. So at that point, you're like, all right. That's what we should have just said. Okay, cool. But at the same time, it was like, I'll be there at a certain time.
He did say that.
But you could start without me. And that certain time passed. But we'll see.
You know, it's a trifecta. You want the trifecta to be...
You know what I mean? I wanted to, you know, and on my left hand side, you know, this motherfucker, you know, but, you know, fuck it. But the beautiful thing about that is, you know, and I kind of wanted to have a cat here to, you know, so we don't have to re-celebrate.
Yeah, now we got to re-celebrate.
But we got to celebrate, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's celebration time.
It is celebration time.
Come on! In the conversation, listeners, fans, if you haven't seen it in the trades just yet, this young man, Vladimir Camaño, Dominican comedian superstar, has had his pilot, Vlad, picked up by the National Broadcasting Corporation or company.
Either one.
NB motherfucking C. Vlad, this man's pilot has just got greenlit. This man, clap it up for that. Let's, you know, and let's ask the man, how you feel, Pop? Congratulations, first of all, man.
Thank you, D.
Congratulations, man. Appreciate let's talk about it. Let's have a real fucking talk.
Can talk, man.
Let's be real.
We can talk.
Okay.
I just found out today. I got the call like an hour ago.
Yeah.
And then it's all over Deadline, Hollywood Reporter, Variety.
Out there.
So it's exciting.
Yeah.
Still got a long way to go.
Okay.
You know, we're halfway there. Now we got to cast it, shoot it.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the network will say, hey, we love the show. Let's pick up 12 more episodes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited. You know, I have a tough time being excited.
Of course.
You probably can't hear it in my voice right now.
Nah,
is he even excited?
Yeah.
I have a hard time being excited, man. It's just not in my nature to do
that.
Why?
Be honest.
I think for me, the psychological shift I have to make is that I always think about what's remaining.
Okay.
So like, you know, for example, with this show, you picked up a, like when I first got the announcement for the development deal,
right.
I was like, okay, now I still got to write the script though.
Right.
When the script got picked up, I was like, well, I still got to cast this thing.
Uh-huh.
So, Mr. Muhammad,
uh-huh.
He's in the building snapchatting.
Yeah.
Black History Month.
Yeah, hey, so we got Black History Month. That's how you gonna crack black. You gonna throw that shit on the Black History? We gonna get to you in a second.
Oh, that's funny. He showed up late.
And said it's Black History.
That is hysterical.
Let me. Well, Mr. Muhammad just walked in.
That is hysterical.
You know what I mean?
Greetings and salutations.
You know, but I don't know. I seen Chris whisper something in your ear. Did you?
Yeah. I'm up to date.
Oh, you up to date?
Yeah, I'm fully up to speed.
Okay. Well, so we in the middle of.
Congratulations, brother.
Oh, you heard about it?
Yeah, Chris.
I'm up to date, man.
Chris, how did you
Chris stepped on to congratulate the mic grab.
Man, I got birdies everywhere.
Yeah, man.
But anyway. How'd you find out?
Chris.
Oh, Chris just told me.
You know, Ali be up on them trades.
Yeah.
He got his fingers in there.
Damn it, blew the whole little thing.
But I blow it.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you, man. Ali's a surveillance camera.
I'm gonna play with it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
he's a surveillance camera.
All right, so get back to, let's talk about, so you said, sometimes it's hard to be excited because you think about everything that's remaining.
Yeah, so like, you know, there's still a lot of work to do with the project, and I feel safer when I think along those lines. I just feel like I'm not. To me, it's like a radar screen.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if I get overexcited, I'm gonna lose track of what I need to be, you know, focusing on. So.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going out to a nice little dinner. You know, I'm going out to dinner celebrating.
You celebrating it, though?
Yeah, we love, you know, as best I can.
No doubt.
You know.
Celebrate your wins
in
public.
So what does it all mean?
It means that, you know, we're going to shoot a pilot. I'll have something, a 22-minute scripted show.
On television. NBC.
NBC.
That's as huge as it gets.
I know.
You got your own show, pilot on NBC.
Yeah.
You the new Cosby.
Don't do that.
Oh, man.
Don't do that. I tried put that man. Ain't that a motherfucking shame?
Like, that's the last black man had his own show on NBC.
Nah, Gerard Carmichael. Shout out to him.
Gerard Carmichael.
We ain't going to put that energy on.
But don't put the Cosby energy. Goddamn. Ain't that a damn shame, though? Hold on. Let's pause the celebration for 2 seconds. Ain't that a damn shame? I mean, it's fucked up.
We got to take Cosby legacy back.
I don't know. I mean, we got to see.
That history did what it did. I mean,
absolutely.
He broke history. He made history with The Cosby Show on NBC. You know what I'm saying? So
He did that.
Exactly.
It's still arguably the greatest sitcoms ever made.
I mean, it's out there.
Kramer did say the N-word a bunch of times, but he's still one of the craziest characters on Seinfeld. You know, like, despite.
Yeah, man. Anyway. You know. Back to Vlad, though.
Yeah, so we're excited here, dude.
So you're excited, man?
We're excited. We're
measured excitement.
Tempered excitement.
No, you got to do that. You got to do that for yourself. You know what I'm saying? But us, the people.
The people got to be. That's a good question.
Laughing Vlad.
That's a good point. Because I wonder sometimes if my temper enthusiasm affects the joy other people have for me.
Absolutely. But let me.
That's where I get caught up.
Let me ask you a deeper question. Because I'll be honest.
Scuba diving now. Let's go.
Okay, I know you said the reality of all the work that has to be done.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of work left.
But is there a point that you're somewhat anxious about what other people are going to think about what you're intending to do, your product, your creative vision?
Well, Chris, what worries me the most is, as you know, this thing goes in levels.
Okay.
The draft of the script has been submitted. Eighth draft that I've done, because you got to do rewrites. But what bothers me is like, what we end up having now is not going to be what's going to be shot.
Okay.
I mean, literally like 25% of this is going to be remaining.
Okay.
Because as you bring the cast in, you do a table read,
mm-hmm.
you realize the lines are different. Maybe the character's not acting in a funny way.
Yeah.
So I don't like the fact that like people who aren't privy to that don't understand that going in, you know, in terms of how the script is looking right now.
What people are you talking about?
I don't know, people reading it, you know, casting departments or whatever it is. So
I'm talking about the regular folk, like when how do you feel? Because the people, you know, the people always going to have an opinion. That's just what people got. That's the one thing that's still free in America. You know what I mean? And or worldwide is an opinion. However, that opinion, as much as it feels or whatever, it don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? It don't really affect you. It can affect you if you allow it. And I'm just saying it as somebody that thinks about shit like that too. You know what I mean? When you have an opportunity coming, I know myself, I'm always the first person to think about what the detractors are going to say, what the haters are going to say. But the hate is typically predictable. Not to say niggas, the hate is predictable. The love is what surprises motherfuckers, yeah. To be totally honest. But the hate, niggas being miserable or just miserable motherfuckers, that shit is every day. That's been forever. You know what I mean?
It's funny because we prepare for the hate.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah,
instead of enjoy the love.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm just saying. Just enjoy the fucking love.
Man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
At Laugh and Vlad. Show that man some love. Celebrate that shit, man.
And I couldn't be happy to be with y'all two on this.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we still at the table.
And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
It was a part
just
of words.
To say it.
Glad,
I'm glad I had this time.
Shit. I'm happy to be with my peoples right now. So this
with my solo podcast coming out.
Coming very soon.
On NBC Vlad, Radio Network.
Podcast. Today I have a guest, Ali Muhammad.
Now, Ali, tell me about yourself.
A nigga I used to know.
We did 90 episodes together. What are you talking about, fam?
Oh, shit. I don't
colleague.
Even know. Oh, shit.
My colleague, Ali Muhammad.
Colleague.
What's the site? 21st What? 21st
that
What?
That shit happens in real life.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Shit happens
21st
all
What?
Fade to black.
That shit happens all the time.
Nah, man.
Just hit real dark 30.
Oh, shit, man.
That happens all the time.
Shit, B. Well, congratulations.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all love,
yeah,
man.
It's all love.
It's a new chapter, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're celebrating success.
I mean, and D and I, you know, we started together basically, you know, so he's seen the come up.
Basically. Now the shit has changed
your
out.
Colleague.
Now, I know.
Did we start the same? I'm trying to figure out.
We around the same time.
We did open mics together.
It was open mics with Nevada Smith. Shout out to Nevada.
Yeah, laughing on the hump.
Comedy on the hump. Comedy on the hump.
We had a show, which Ali came to. Ali was a supporter.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Ali.
We seen him in the crowd because at that time you could see everybody.
We brought the whole tribe out.
Yeah.
Niggas used to book the crowd like comedians. Be like, all right. Oh, speaking of which, shout out to Bree. I just seen her.
You know what's funny about Ali, actually?
What?
So Ali saw me. When we were, you know, the hump. We were developing.
Right.
So I think Ali saw me at the stand like a couple months ago. And he said to me, yo, you really. You're gonna come up, dog. I was laughing.
That's how when your old uncle ain't seen you since you was nine.
Yeah. He's like, you really, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you're
21.
Got real.
Boy, you done grew up.
You really done.
That's what's up, man. That's how it's supposed to happen. Stay down till you come up. You know what I mean? Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. And you also got your True TV coming out.
Got True TV comedy.
Comedy Knockout.
Yep. We start taping that shit tomorrow.
Word.
So we doing.
Y'all still got tickets?
I believe so. I haven't been all the way in it, but I'm sure. I mean, I know you can get a ticket.
Yeah,
I got you. Yeah. I sent it out a couple times. I've been seeing some people in the streets like, yo, I'm coming to this one. Some people's like, I reached out for tickets. So hopefully everybody gets a ticket.
Now, David, real quick, you are either host of this show.
I'm hosting this show, yes.
And it's I would call it. What would you call it?
It's a game show. It's a game show. It's kind of in the spirit of what, like, Whose Line Is It in the way, in the spirit of, actually kind of more in the spirit of game shows in the UK from what Mike Davies, one of the big dogs that's championing it. I'm trying to, man. Fuck it.
Stop fucking that.
You know, I got a passport. I'm going global. Shout out to Zimbabwe.
You're going to see these Snapchat. I'm over here in Switzerland, y'all.
Yeah.
But basically what it is you know, various games that we have a panel of three comedians and they're competing to see who the funniest comedian is in that episode. And comedians will get knocked out from round to round and there will be a champion. And then there's another person who will have to do a monologue of shame. When they lose, so
and you the host.
I'm the host. I'm out here setting it up. Hey guys, bop bop bop, setting it. You know, having a good ass time. We're gonna have some fun, man.
It's so funny. You know why it's so funny? It's a flip right now.
What's that?
Because I'm excited for you now. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So I can see how.
And I'm anxious than a motherfucker about this shit. I'll be honest with you. That's the thing.
The table's just turned because I got so much joy for you right now.
No, exactly. Because you ain't got it. Yeah.
And I'm sitting by looking at both of y'all motherfuckers like, y'all niggas on TV.
Listen.
I've been following you on Snapchat, by the way. I think it's fucking great.
This guy out
That's mini TV. That's mini TV.
Oh, it's great.
That's Muhammad TV.
It's great.
Don't sell that shit, sure. That's thorough TV, actually.
That's thorough TV.
It's great.
Real
it's great.
Out here.
It's great.
You know
it's
what I'm
great.
Saying?
Very ain't positive. That, ain't that, very
listen,
positive.
Listen to, yo, we are some real supportive-ass motherfuckers. Like, nah. Celebrate your shit. It's, yo, B, I'm going to keep it funky. My shit now, man, I'm really... This whole shit, man, doing comedy, being in the public, getting on television, all of that shit, shit, some shit that, you know, you aspire to. You mm-hmm. don't really know how far it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep it for myself. The shit is still scary at every level. It's not scary, but it's and you can have anxiety, but you got to let that shit go. You gotta, you know, I don't wanna just, I don't know how spiritual people are, but sometimes you just gotta let go and let God, because the shit, whatever's gonna happen, I hate to say shit right after I said God, but I'm sorry.
He understand.
He understand. The Lord know my heart.
He know your energy.
He know my energy. He might not know my name.
He know my energy.
But,
oh, that's that call back.
Exactly.
That's funny.
But the thing is, the only way, you know, shit, you can't, you just gotta go through it. You got to take the challenges. That's what we all in it for. You know what I mean? That's what we all in it for. Even if you couldn't fathom where things are going, there's going to be some nerves. You're going to feel a certain type of way.
Right.
But I remember the great Carla Radford. The great Carla Radford told me a long time ago, and I tell y'all, and this applies to everybody that comes into anything, that they in time blessed with any opportunity, they chose you because you the chosen one.
Word up.
Hold that shit.
We should sign off on that. Let's just stop the show right now.
We should.
I just got here.
Yeah, well, you know. They chose you because you're the chosen one.
Dead ass, man. Like, you know, it's for you. And whatever happens mm-hmm. is whatever happens.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
did you watch the Steve Harvey speech he gave on a Family Feud, like during the pre-taping?
Nah, but Steve Harvey, you know, he's good for a good
speech.
He
talked about if you want to achieve your dreams, you got to jump.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's a cliff. And you just got to jump.
Yeah, you can't look down because then you ain't going to jump.
You got to jump.
Yeah.
But see, what people got to understand in all of that jumping and dreams and all that, you know, it don't necessarily have to be some big thing. You know what I'm saying? Your next step don't have to be, you know, I'm going to be famous, or I'm going to be on TV, or I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying? It's just whatever your next step is that you feel like you want to do. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you might be scared to do it, or, you know what I'm saying, it might take you out your comfort zone to do it, or you had to go against your parents or your friends or your significant other to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's making that step, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because regret is a motherfucker. You don't want to run down the regret road.
Yeah.
And then once you start, starting is the hardest part.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The hardest part is the start. So once you get going, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you get that beginner's luck and that wind get behind your back. The road might get long, but it's getting out. Once you out there and people know you doing it,
mm-hmm.
it's a different thing. Then it's easier to own it. It's easier to just be about it. You're going to realize who really with it and who not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who on your team and, you know what I'm saying, who just ain't with that new shit you trying to do.
That shit hurt, too.
You know what I'm saying? That shit hurt like a motherfucker.
When they unsubscribe from your newsletter.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the worst. That's the worst.
But I saw you make it.
That's the worst.
But it's going to be the ones that's closest to you that's going to unsubscribe first on your ass. Like, nigga, you are totally tripping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I done seen them all fall.
Mm.
And, you know,
you gotta keep going.
You gotta stay strong with your shit and be, you know, you gotta be iron will with your shit.
Man, I've been out here looking for this inspiration, B. I didn't listen to. I went.
I'm all about that on YouTube. Yo. I hunt for inspiration.
Man, I'm out here.
What's video? I'm watching Ray Lewis on repeat.
I know you fuck with
I
Ray
love
Lewis,
man. That's my deacon.
I listen to some church on the iPhone.
Which one? Who?
Who you got there?
Pass the mic. I think it's 1 Corinthians. I can't. Is it 1 Corinthians?
Yeah, Cleveland?
No, this is, I think this is Corinthians up in Harlem.
Oh, okay. Pass the mic.
Yeah, I think it's Pass the Mic. Shout out to my man Fred Jackson, the great Fred Jackson. We shouting out. Yeah, I think so, because Fred tweeted a quote that resonated. Didn't resonate as much to where I could recall it in this very moment, but he did a hashtag, Pastor Mike said.
Mm.
So I clicked on that hashtag and I saw a link. And, you know, it was a early Sunday morning. And I seen that they, you know, church nowadays got a good live stream.
Oh, yeah. If you are any, if you're a church of your worth your weight in salt.
Bedridden Baptist.
Is it you Periscope? Can, what is it? What you got? What is
nah,
it?
No, it's on their website.
Oh, you stream live? Get on there.
And I listened to it, and it was good. It was good. And I'm not, again, like, I don't want to get Johnny churchy because I haven't been in a church in a minute. But I, you know, wherever you get your inspiration, whether it's Ray Lewis, whether it's Pastor Mike, whether it's
Universe.
You know, the universe.
Ollie, who do you
Drizzy Drake.
Who do you listen to?
I mean, I get inspired by, you know, just any other shit. I'm inspired by Drake right now. You know what I'm saying? Because he is taking control of his movement, you know what I'm saying? And that's right there is,
Damien,
you know what I'm saying?
Many people,
No, you agree.
Okay.
Many people don't take advantage of their momentum, and he's fully embracing that shit and, you know what I'm saying, calling everybody to the rug with
it. And he comments. He's always commenting on his winning.
Right.
And this people, we're going to talk more, but let's talk about it. But I will say this. A lot of people, he said in this latest record, Summer 16. He said in Summer 16, I turned into Jay.
Right.
A lot of people felt that was blasphemous. But I've been saying for a long time, this man's run has been very close to what Jay's been doing, and at an earlier start.
Right. But listen, man.
But let me just finish that point, because I don't want people to be like, wait, are you trying to say Drake and Jay is on the same? All I'm saying is, I haven't seen anybody really comment on winning in a way that was so, like, acutely aware, stunting, but still, like, bringing you through their narrative since Hov. I mean, there's other people that tell you I'm winning, but it's a different self-assurance, but that's all I'm saying.
It can't even be blasphemous because Jay did it to Big. You know what I'm saying?
If I ain't better than Big,
know your history.
Jay did it to Big. Jay put himself in the conversation with Biggie, Jay or Nas.
Right.
And he wasn't in that conversation yet. Yeah. And if... who else is close to even being on that track right now? You know what I'm saying? Ye has his run. He's in his position. Ye has his own position.
Uh-huh.
But between motherfucking Jay-Z and Gucci Mane, it's a long desert between them two. You know
Jay-Z and Gucci,
I'm just saying, between the lowest of the, you know what I'm saying, as far as the hood gutter, and then at the top, at the pinnacle.
Uh-huh.
It ain't too, I mean, it's a bunch of people just right down the middle. But besides Drake and Drake, he the only one ascending to a space where you got the sales, you got the people, you got the motherfucking endorsement money coming. Right. And if he want to pull the acting plug, he could pull that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else, who else could do that?
Kendrick is there, but Kendrick is playing the artist role. He's like the Nas.
And the Ye.
Ye played the underdog role and then turned into a bit of a douchebag.
Right.
You know what I mean? I hate to say it.
He went anti-corporate. I'm an artist. But then, you know, he's still the Adidas man. And, you know what I mean? He's still...
Yeah, you know man. I mean? It's good to see, man. It's always interesting. It's always... You know you popping when people are really legitimately... like excited about your moves.
Now you know I'm outside of hip hop. Not the most. I have dyslexia when it comes to understanding lyrics. I don't. No offense to people who have dyslexia. I don't want to. You know.
You got hip hop dyslexia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hold on. Yoda had dyslexia. Okay.
It's gonna take him a long time to write a hate mail to you. So don't worry about it.
Oh.
That is true.
Chris
said that. But I heard
that said
the views and opinions of Chris. Not necessarily representatives.
Outside the conversation. I heard Meek and Drake are back at it. I heard Drake and Meek put a record out.
He put a record out.
I've heard. I don't know nothing about this, though, but I heard from what I heard, it's a quality.
Have you heard it?
I listened to it, and I...
What did you feel in your soul?
In my head, I'm going, it's got a great number of views.
But what did you feel in your soul?
The beat, I don't know what he was talking about.
What you think of the
something
beat?
About fruitcake and I don't know what. I'm like, what is this? I'm out of it, man.
I like the record. I like the beat is bananas.
Right.
I like the track. I would have liked to hear a little bit more Meek just kind of, you know, this is the thing about that record. I think it's a little too late. You know what I mean? It's on time, but it's late. It's like handing in a dope ass assignment. After the marking period.
After you got a zero.
Yeah, you got a zero. Had you handed this shit, you could have passed the class. You know what I mean? Like, it, the thing about beef is you still kind of got to be timely with it.
No doubt.
You know, you gotta work that momentum. I think it was it's a solid record.
War, I'm trying to find the name of it. War, what's it called?
War Pain.
War Pain. War Pain, right?
But I think, you know what I'm saying, it did enough to rally his supporters, the ones who were diehard, who didn't fall off when Drake blasted them. It was enough for them to say, okay, my man back. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't like this, y'all hating.
I don't even think he needed to address Drake on it. I mean, it's cool. He fired it. And it's always, he put out 8 records. Let's say that. He put out 8 records, the second of these 4-song EPs. So I bet he could shoot them shots because he shot at 50 again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's really for the fans. And that's what he got to. Right. She's got to. Because the thing about Meek, even though he became a punchline for even casual hip hop fans,
he's still a punchline.
You know what I'm saying? However, he has an appeal. That last album, Money Only Dreams Could, Dreams Only Money Could Buy, that shit was a solid album.
That shit was number one when he Twitter fingered himself.
Exactly. He undermined himself. It performed well. People are there. They fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a lane still that nobody has really jumped in.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's good to see him doing some shit that is, you know, kind of restoring his footing in the game.
Right.
You know?
And so, I think if he could weather the little storm, he'll be all right. You know, he ain't got to worry about the beef. He can move on and, you know, service his audience. You know what I'm saying? Service your crowd, man. Yeah. Don't worry about what these motherfuckers talking about.
I like that. Service your crowd. I like that.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Don't worry about the haters.
Don't worry about the haters.
That's all you can control. You got to service your crowd. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Grasp.
You can't worry about it, man.
I think people lose sight of that. You get caught up, like Damon said earlier, your detractors. Just service your, you know.
Do what you do. Because you can't control it. Once you put whatever you put into the world, it's not yours no more.
Right.
It's in the world.
And you know, throughout it all, it was certain people that still was like, nah, Meek, my man. You know what I'm saying? He ain't, you know, he dropped the ball on this one. But, you know what I'm saying? That's my man's in them, you know? And, you know, shit, there's something to be said about that.
What's to be said? What do you mean? Fair weather fans? What
no,
you mean?
Not fair weather fans. I'm talking about the real ones who stuck with them. You know what I'm saying? There's something to be said that's, even if everybody hates you, but these people right here fucking with you.
Yeah, you got a tribe.
You got to stand up for them if nobody else.
Absolutely. Because a true fan will weather that storm.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the thing about social media is it's about, you know, especially something like Twitter. You only get 140 characters, so that shit got to be as extreme as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really say, hey, listen, I feel conflicted with Meek Mill's output.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you got to be like, so that shit is garbage.
How much hate can I put?
Twitter fingers, they the most flip-flopping. You know what I'm saying?
They trying to get retweets.
Yeah, that's it. They just want to be in the conversation for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that moment is, whatever that trending topic is, they want to be there for it. You know what I'm saying? Just like a lot of people who rode on Ye last week, going to be right there when the album drops.
This is what Damon and I were talking about. All clickbait. Of course. That's why it's important to have a sense of history because, you know, Ye had the comment that Amber Rose put out that there was some, you know, some backyard play.
That shit was funny as a motherfucker.
Poked him in the poop chute.
But then this
allegedly.
Week, Amber and Kim are taking selfies together.
Which is the weirdest shit ever.
Now, that leads me to the understanding that motherfucking Kris Jenner is the motherfucking mad scientist of all time.
Super pimp.
She the pimp of this reality shit. She know how to do this shit, man.
You think that was
hell yeah.
That was all her?
That's just
my speculation.
I'm agree with that. Speculation.
But that's the best part of this whole shit. It's like, because she put it out there for speculation. Because I don't know what happened. First of all, funny shit is the fact that we even, like, that this shit is even really news.
But
like,
see,
people are talking about
see,
this.
But see, that's
a
where
selfie.
That's where Kris Jenner is a genius. Because she has, ever since the beginning of her little run, they have been able to blur the line about what's real and what's tabloid and what's
fantasy. Image award.
She should get something. When it all goes down, she's going to get a reality show award. She created a little genre blurred the lines of what's real and what's not. You know what I'm saying? All them fake-ass weddings her kids had. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, she's just every step of the way.
She's the architect.
When Amber fucking shut Kanye down, she probably should like, you know what? Get that bitch on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Opportunity.
She's going to put on the show with Robin Black China.
Right.
Oh, that's the other thing too—the Black China situation.
Yeah. She gonna put that shit on the show with them, man.
Because apparently, Black China used to date
Tyga.
Tyga.
Got
Tyga.
A kid by Tyga.
And Tyga's
not Tyga, not Tyga, Tyga.
Tyga's now dating.
Two different, two different people.
I know. I'm out of here. I don't
that's
know
all right, though. It's cool. So then, get you through it.
How you say his name?
Tyga.
Tyga's dating Chloe. Is that correct?
Kylie, youngest.
I got this all jacked up.
It's all right.
It's just all incestuous.
This shit is crazy.
It's so incestuous, man.
It's kind of, it's not incestuous, but it's a little too close for comfort, though.
But that's what's going to make good TV.
Yeah.
You got to think like a studio head, Damien.
That's the thing.
You're not thinking like a studio head.
If you can't exploit your family, who can you exploit?
Nigga, everybody is in the game over there. That's like, they like the, you know what I'm saying? They the Barksdales of reality TV.
Yeah, they doing something.
And then Wiz Khalifa.
Uh-huh.
Dating Amber,
right?
Well, used to, baby, ex-wife.
Used to be married.
And then Kanye came at Wiz because he thought he put a tweet out.
Well, actually, they're still married, right? They're still married legally. I don't think they got divorced yet. I think they, I don't know.
Whatever.
Then Kanye went at Wiz.
Kanye Twitter fingered himself.
That shit was 0 to 100.
Because he thought he was promoting his
Well, he didn't like the fact that Wiz had put his name in his mouth in the first place. You know what I'm saying? If Wiz jumped out there saying that, you know what I'm saying, he should leave the Waves title alone because, you know what I'm saying, that's Max B shit. Now, he like, motherfucker, how are you even in my motherfucking zone? You don't even say my motherfucking name. Don't at me.
You're not in my tax bracket.
You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here.
Which is a good point, but.
That.
This is, he did play himself because he did, well, I think he spoke. On some shit that maybe he had the right to speak on it. He got caught out there speaking on some shit where it upset a motherfucker.
But you know what I'm saying? He know that shit was way too personal and close, you know what I'm saying?
Why is it way, is it because of the Amber thing?
His wife's ex-husband. Like, I ain't got nothing to really say to if my wife had an ex-husband. I ain't got nothing to say to that nigga or about the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I love Ali.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I ain't worried about what his name is, motherfucking album.
Yeah, I can see that. You know what I'm saying? I can see that.
And if a motherfucker has some shit to say about me, I'm like, what the fuck? This motherfucker got something to say about me.
So
he
you
got
feel
nothing
like
to say about me.
That's why.
That's why he went off.
Because I remember Kanye saying, the only thing I got respect for is Wiz. That shit meant nothing. He had that shit on his heart for, because he went on about a 40 tweet tirade.
It did seem like a TK. That just hit its temperature.
I couldn't wait. Some of them shits were saved drafts.
Those
tweets have been in the bank since for 2014.
I think we all got those. We all got saved tweets.
We do. We do got some shit like, wait a minute, I might need a little bit more money before I share this opinion.
But then he put a tweet out saying, listen, I reacted too soon.
Well, this is the thing. To your point, maybe he was like on a short list of people who shouldn't have Kanye's name in their mouth, right? Because of the whole Amber situation. All right, I could dig that, right? So, but what, this is why you could tell that motherfucker was fed up, because it wasn't just Wiz saying that whole Waves shit is Max B.
Yeah, it was everybody, a lot of Max B fans.
And shout out to Mick Jenkins, who's a Chicago rapper who put out an EP called Waves. And he's like, damn, Pop, I'm in the city. You ain't nobody told you about me. I never heard the record before. Wow. But I mean, it's I kind of like Swish myself. I like Swish better than Waves just because Swish is just way more different. It's just absolutely, it's like, all right, well, what the fuck does that mean? Waves has kind of been established.
He probably wanted something that already had an emoji.
Maybe. I think there's a Swish emoji. I feel like there's a Swish emoji. And but the thing about it though, this is where he jumped out the window when Khalifa was like, "Yo, just hit this KK."
Yeah,
and
that's when he thought it was
whatever.
Kim. Yeah,
he thought it was Kim Kardashian.
Right.
That's when he
was like, "Oh, now you got my wife's name in your mouth."
It's like niggas don't think I'm petty because blah 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 blah, and that motherfucker went off.
Right.
And then it went too far.
It went too far. But
it went too far.
But again, if you go back in your history, hip hop history files, Jay-Z did the same shit in the beef with Nas.
Left condoms on your baby seat.
You know what I'm saying? I skied it on your baby seat in the back of your baby mama car.
If you want to real.
And that shit went too far. And everybody was like, hold
easy
up.
Now.
Hold up. That shit is a little too far. Yes.
Shit was so far that Jay-Z's mom told him to go up to the radio station and apologize to that man.
Did he?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's how far it went.
That's how. It was too far. It was just like, come on.
Was it true?
Probably.
I mean, could have been. I mean, it's
probably true, but it was still too far. You don't talk about the man, baby, skeeting on him. It just sounds, it's like ain't no rule for it, but when you heard it, it was way too far. Like,
I just want to be there for that call. Hey, baby, how you doing? I heard the record. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know that is disrespectful.
I did not raise you.
I ain't raised you like that. Because when I met your daddy, we did it in the back of his Cadillac. Nah, you know what I'm saying? You can't be going out there talking like that.
Ah, shit. Watch where you put them condoms. Jay put that condom right on that baby seat like they got, I got something.
Dropping seeds.
That was an early safe draft. That was
watermelons.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so Jay-Z jumped out there like that and, you know, had the same kind of result before social media. You know what I'm saying? It was just a collective gasp of like, come on, man. Like, damn. Like, you know how you be in the joint, he motherfucker go too far and everybody just be like, and leave.
Too far.
That's the worst. You ever been that dude that's going too far? And you got that instant regret like,
I think we've all went too far sometimes.
It's the worst. It's the worst. Because you feel yourself going too far. You feel yourself, you know, there's that check-in with yourself internally. Like, you know what? I'm about to click off and say, oh, where? You feel it all in your subconscious. It's coming. It's bubbling. You're in the middle of a heated argument. You're like, oh, where? All right. And then you go too far. And then you can't pull it back.
I think what happens is you looking through your mental archives for the appropriate rebuttal, and all you got is this hate.
Oh, no, you had that ego momentum.
Oh, man.
You got your momentum going, your ego going, your adrenaline
you just
flowing.
You feeling those retweets.
You feeling yourself, the crowd is with you.
Because you don't follow nobody else, so all you see, you know what I mean, the retweets is just...
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
So, you know, it's precedent for this, you know what I'm saying? And he basically did the same thing Jay did.
It's hilarious.
Jay might have called him like, yo, man.
But back to the whole Kim Amber thing. That just was odd to me, though. It's so strategic. But I guess the Chris Kardashian, the angle is, it's just such a weird thing. Like, what? That's a weird summit.
Maybe, you know what I mean? That's the peace summit. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? And then for people like that, like for us, for peace, we got to go through a whole lot of things. You know what I'm saying? We got to make peace. Then we got to call everybody we know we had beef. Mm-hmm. Let them know, hey, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody, hey, man, you still, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nah, it's all good. Man, I'm out here wilding on this motherfucker because of you.
Well, and apparently Wiz and Kanye got together today and they settled their beef.
Right. They took a selfie too? Please don't tell me
that. I don't know if
they
took a selfie, but apparently they're real friends now. They're good.
But for somebody like Kim who got instant media.
Of course.
That's all they, you know what I'm saying? They could still be like, motherfucker. Yeah. But they got a selfie that let the people know.
Yeah.
All right, y'all could back up off of now. You know what I'm saying? The ties could, you know what I'm saying, join forces on the internet. Now.
See, but that's the thing about this whole internet reality TV thing. This is why
you
dip
can't
in
trust
and out.
It.
Yeah,
you can't trust it.
Blurred lines.
You'll fuck around.
That's
and
a great
get,
way to put it, blurred lines.
You'll fuck around and get emotionally invested in this type of shit. Mm-hmm. And then when they take a selfie together, you're like, what?
Right.
Like now it's unresolved within your spirit.
Right. And that's how I be in real life.
You know what I mean?
That's how you done that.
I need some closure.
I know I done had a situation.
I ain't got no closure.
I'm looking like an idiot now. Oh, word.
Man, shit.
They cool.
My first little beef, you know what I'm saying? And what was that? I was about in sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, my best friend, his little sister came like, yo, such and such fell on my booty today. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? He fell on your booty?
Mm-hmm.
And then he always used to be with a little crew. So we was like, you know what? All right, when they come through, this is what we going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to jump on his back and grip him up in the headlock.
Yeah.
And then my other man was going, you know what I'm saying, duff him out. And then if anybody else wanted it, he was going to handle it.
Ready.
So they hit the corner. You know what I'm saying? I jumped on the motherfucker neck. I'm choking him out.
Went with the play.
Nobody showed up for the play.
It's too far.
Nobody showed up
for
the play. And then me, I just got off his back and walked off.
I just find that so funny because you're in the act of it, and then there's a sense of ambivalence.
Yeah.
Like, as you're choking him, the look on your face is like, huh?
Right. Like,
what's
going
on?
What's up?
I could have swore we had a plan here.
There was a plan here.
So now he want to fight me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, understandably
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
So we went in, we handled it around the corner, but, you know, it was it's tough to fight a kid named Ali Muhammad in the 70s.
How did who won the fight? What was the outcome?
Ali,
boom by day.
It's probably even worse if you don't got no hands and your name is Ali, because then that's the worst.
Yeah, but
you can't win just off momentum alone.
But the momentum,
Ali goes down.
But when you're in the sixth grade, a fight lasts 15 seconds.
Shit.
Whoever get the first jump on it, you know what I'm saying? Basically gonna win the fight once the crowd go against you. It's no wrong.
Honestly, any fight that goes past 3 minutes. Till this day is a little excessive. 3 minutes is enough to really put your foot in a motherfucker's ass.
What happens when you're young, your first punch, you pay too much attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get hit,
mm-hmm.
you get too self-conscious about it. You start holding your eye.
Mm-hmm.
As you take a couple more hits, you realize you got to get hit and keep moving. You can't be caught up in...
When that crowd be like, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
That's when you're losing.
Like, am I bleeding?
That's your little ego going
I've
down.
I've been
the
there.
So that man hated me, probably still hate me to this day. And that wasn't even my little beef.
Ain't that a bitch?
I just picture him jumping on the SoundCloud. Yo, Ali, this is...
You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. And then I'm talking to my... Like, what the fuck happened?
That make you look at your people way sideways.
They were like, man, when you had him in the head, like, he looked so defenseless.
Oh.
Like, oh, man. So, yeah, it be like that, man. Sometimes you jump out there too far for the wrong shit. So... Mind your own.
Take a beat. Take a beat, y'all.
Find your own, mind your own.
Take a beat. Don't be so impulsive. Take a beat.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I don't buy into none of this internet shit, though.
I was telling D about that. It's almost as if it's too much volume, too fast, and it's none of it is worth getting overly invested in.
Because it just switch up so quick, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a new beef next week and a new... I just like what I like, man.
I try not to get too invested in a lot of this shit, but every so often... It can be inventive. You like, damn, that is like the Kim Amber thing. If I was into that type of thing, like that was a. It made me scratch my head. Like, what the fuck really was this? How did this conversation start? You know what I mean? Like, obviously we know how the conversation started, but what was the conversation? Pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to wonder if Kanye tried to at least pitch a threesome. Come on, now you suppose at least
with who?
Amber and Kim.
Yeah.
And Wiz?
No, it was threesome.
He was at the summit?
Nah, we don't know that. They might have had their own summit. They had their own summit, I think. I don't know who was there, but I know initially all I heard about was Amber and Kim together.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And Kanye got relations with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen.
He might want a little booty in the finger in the booty ass.
Oh, man.
I mean... And then he came out and said, just for the record,
all of the other shit.
No one has ever entered that apartment.
That just speaks to the fact how fucking Amber Rose slandered his ass with that shit.
Amber's
a one tweet changed the world.
We've got to get her on squad. She's amazing.
This motherfucker. Or he might try to keep her close and just motherfucking destroy her ass.
We'll see.
Someone made an interesting comment though. I forget who it was. They said that it's interesting, and then this is not my view, but you know, this is what the comment they made. It's interesting that Amber did the whole the Walker shame thing to kind of empower women's sexuality and femininity.
Right.
But yet the first thing she attacks is Kanye's.
Kanye basically
sexual proclivity.
But Kanye brought it to the conversation by saying, you know what I'm saying, you married that stripper, you look at your kid. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You look at your kid, you know what I'm saying, and feel like you got trapped by a stripper.
He was shaming
her. He drug it into it. And for me, when you read something like that, it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, he projecting basically how it seemed like he felt that way when he was with her.
Well, he said that. He said that a little bit.
So that don't mean that cat, he probably accepted that she was like, shit, she, you know what I'm saying? Stripper, fuck that shit. Wiz don't seem like a motherfucker that care about that kind of shit.
Nah, Wiz is chilling. He rolling up some KK, you know chilling.
So he brought that conversation to the table, so I don't see no problem with her firing back.
Not
you know what I'm saying?
Not do I.
Because that's what do you do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sit back and just take it. Oh, my God.
Speaking of ignorance on social media, Did you see this kid, Gilbert Arenas? First of all, Gilbert Arenas is an idiot.
He's been an idiot since he brought Gilbert Arenas.
He used to
play for the Wizards.
He used to play for the Wizards for a long time. He was a Golden State for a hot second.
Cat that had the gun in the locker room.
Guns in the locker room on a bed or something. Got caught. But anyway, so this is the latest shit on Instagram. He's been doing some wild shit. Just recently. A couple months ago, he slandered women's basketball. He was like, you know, nobody want to see these women and look crazy, whatever, whatever, right? So he got some flack. He likes to stir the pot. He likes to start some shit. So there was that. Then what was the other thing he did before this last thing? Oh, he went in on women from Flint, Michigan. He was like, listen, all my women from Flint, Michigan, fall back. I can't be fucking with y'all because y'all can't wash your bodies with that water and whatever, whatever. Just super insensitivity. This kid is crazy, right? So his insensitivity level is ridiculous. But then in a moment of triumph, he incriminated himself because he says, yo, a lot of y'all cats that be tricking. He said, first of all, if these strip clubs try to play me or get my money, this is what I do. I go to the strip clubs. He said, I'm the reason why these big strip clubs use fingerprints now, because I would go to the strip club, I'd ask for $80,000 cash, right? Then I would throw like $40,000 at the strip club. I'd have one of my homeboys slip, or I'll somehow get the rest of the $40,000 out to the car, put it in my car. Then I have one of my boys just sign my Amex bill, call Amex the next day, say, yo, this is fraud. Check the signature. That's not my signature. They look at the signature, and then they give you the full value of what you got for. So now he like, shit, I got my full 80, plus I'm up 40,000. Like, okay, so you got, and then he said, I ran off on the club twice, you know, because everybody want to run off on somebody now. This is another.
You get shot.
Yeah.
What was the phrase you used? You can get back for what you got for?
Yeah, basically, forget. You got to look at the shit, but it's ridiculous. But all right, so you got over, but then now you go put that shit on social media. So then now Amex got him under investigation.
Well, that's the problem, D.
He's an idiot.
The ego wants attention.
They want
ego wants people to know that you're killing them out here.
Ego wants what the ego wants. That's why motherfuckers go to jail for putting guns and money on it, you know.
What's that? What's the movie with Denzel? American
Gangster?
With Frank Lucas?
Mm-hmm.
When he put the fur coat on, he didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And he showed up at the boxing event with the fur coat on. And that's when he got, you know.
Got popped. Yeah. Stunting.
Yeah, you know, when taking it too far. Like they say, when keeping it real goes wrong.
Nobody like a private conversation no more. No, everybody got to know.
I mean, it seemed like it's intimate because it's your people's on the net. You know what I'm saying? That shit is out. That's for the world. That's like they said, that's for everybody. The internet is for everybody.
Shit, he's an idiot. That was crazy, man. So happy Groundhog Day, y'all.
Oh, the groundhog died, by the way.
I saw that, man.
What that supposed to mean?
Well, you know, Groundhog Day predicts that it's going to be early spring.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, I forget where it was. Was it in Canada, Chris?
Somewhere.
I don't
Winnipeg.
Know. Winnipeg. Just hit me in the heart that the groundhog died.
The groundhog died, yeah. So
groundhog died.
People are like, oh, this is global warming. The groundhog said, this is ridiculous.
He died by what?
Oh, I don't know what the cause is. I ain't checked the autopsy records yet.
So what's supposed to happen? He's supposed to come out not?
If he does not come out, it predicts it's going to be a late spring. I think that's what it is. If he comes out, that means it's going to be early spring.
So was he dead inside or dead outside?
I think he was dead upon arrival. Like he was dead
He was still in there, or did he make it to the edge of the...
He was dead a couple days before Groundhog Day. Today's Groundhog Day. He died 2 days ago.
In the ground or on the ground?
I would imagine he died on the ground. You got to bury him in the ground.
No, I'm saying, but...
Well, he's asking if he died.
He hibernates in the ground.
Yeah. So you just want the information.
I
want
to know if he came out. So it's an early spring or
not. I would imagine he died in the ground. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so he died before he got a chance to...
It's like when you got somebody stuck in a... You're like knocking a door. Hey, you...
You coming out today?
You coming out?
Like, shit, he dead.
You don't...
See, this is the shit about it, though. Nobody give a fuck about that ground. Only reason that it's even a story is because it's Groundhog Day. No. Now, the groundhog that died a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, we wouldn't even be talking about this
just
shit.
Just another dead motherfucker.
I think the groundhog might have killed himself. I think the groundhog was like, tired of all the fake love.
Talk about speculation. Yeah. Think it was a suicide? You know,
he's like, yeah, the fake love.
Think it was a suicide.
Groundhog was like, fuck all this shit. I'm going to leave y'all niggas guessing.
Did they find an empty bottle of pills next to his body?
He might have. We got to find out, you know?
Man, groundhog had his own little snap filter and everything.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's still going on. I mean, it's not like everybody knew.
He was the only groundhog?
No, we didn't even know about this groundhog. It's a bunch of groundhogs. Our groundhog
is concerned.
Living.
At least, like, is he the only one?
No.
This is Willow the groundhog from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
The famous one is Puxtony Phil from Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Right.
Oh, okay.
Which they gotta replace, because from what I understand, the lifespan for a groundhog is 5 to 6 years. Poxitoni Phil, how long has he been going on for?
I'll have to look, but Willow was 5 years old. The one
yeah, he was five. So
they don't last that long.
What's his name? Poxitoni Phil?
Poxitoni Phil. You know, it's got to
like
be
a mob boss.
Got to have some.
Poxitoni Phil and Johnny Two Times.
He put a
hit. It's going to be spring over my dead body.
maybe Poxitoni put a hit on Willow. Maybe that's what it is. Look, he got him killed.
Look how they massacred my season.
Hilarious. Lots of Tony.
Look how they massacred my boy.
What's the guy's name in New York? What's the groundhog from New York's name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at how old Punxsutawney Phil was. I'll look it up. Hold on.
How old is Punxsutawney Phil?
Teflon. What's his name? Teflon Don, the New York
Teflon
one?
Teflon Don.
Teflon Don.
Ah, shit. R.I.P. to Willow, though. You know.
I mean.
I know the pressure was mounting.
It was 50 degrees.
You don't need a damn rodent.
It's Staten Island Chuck.
I'm telling you, man.
That's definitely a mob.
He's a mob groundhog. I'm telling you, man. Chuck.
It doesn't really, they don't really give the age of how old these guys are.
Because they got to swap them in and out. No.
What's your age? I don't talk about it like that. I don't talk about it. My age.
Don't ask me about age. You just ask me about the season.
Yeah, that's all we got to know. But no need for this extra conversation. Forget about it. You know, it's a fugazi, yeah?
Hilarious.
A fugazi.
Oh, man.
Look how they massacred my boy.
Oh, man. That shit crazy. Oh, shit. You got anything else y'all want to talk about with the people before we get on?
I got an iPad Pro, man.
Dude. How you like that shit?
Love it.
It's big as hell, right?
Love it. Got a nice little keyboard with it. I love it.
Is it a replacement for a laptop?
And outside of video editing, so this wouldn't be good for Ali. Outside of video editing, fantastic.
Yeah.
So how you carry it around?
Dude, it's like it weighs like a pound and a half.
Mm-hmm.
The keyboard folds.
Mm-hmm.
The battery lasts all day. Just carry it around in a little bag, satchel, whatever you got. It's light. Keyboard is great. You can type fast on it.
True. Interesting.
It looks dope. I've seen
I'm a
people
big fan
with
of
it.
It. I'm a big fan of it.
This is like 8 by 11, right?
It's basically 12, about 12 total in terms of the screen size.
I've seen Hebrew Brantley, the artist. He had one.
You got
on,
the pen with it. You could draw
he had
on
the
it.
Pen. He was drawing his sketches on that shit. That shit looked dope. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't really got shit. I can't do no work on that motherfucker.
Nah, because you got a video. It's not good for video editing.
That shit's just to be another screen to watch shit on.
Yeah.
For me.
But for me, writing correspondence, it's awesome, dude.
I barely use my iPad. I got an iPad mini. I use it every so often. I thought it was going to be an alternative to the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that for me. You know what I mean? It's like you said, just another screen to watch some shit on. Like, you know, honestly, it just sits there.
Yeah,
but you know,
I am in the market for that Apple TV. But my son,
I love it.
My son, he got the Chromecast, which I'm having fun with that motherfucker right now.
I know a lot of people got that Fire Stick in the hood, though. You know about that? That's
Amazon.
That's the new burnout joint.
What's that mean?
Cats get the it's like the new illegal cable. You get the Fire Stick,
mm-hmm.
up to about 60 to 109, whatever. And you put it on, plug it into your TV, you can stream everything, and it's like boom, boom, boom.
Stream
it's
everything from where?
Everything that you could, to your heart's desire.
From, where are you streaming it from?
You're streaming it from the internet. You're streaming it from the, it's jailbroken. They jailbreak it somehow. So
you go to the pirate sites.
What happens is they upload it with some apps. A friend of mine was telling
Wasn't
me.
Wasn't this on Gilbert Arenas? Didn't he put this out, Gilbert?
Maybe, I don't know.
Behind this?
I don't know. You saying am I pulling an Arenas right now? I ain't got one.
He ain't got one.
But I know a couple people that got them, and they swear by them. They like, this is the new illegal cable. Cats will get it. They like cats. It's called the Fire Stick. Okay. They just call it the Fire Stick.
This is fire.
And yeah, everybody that I know over the last couple years that used to be out the loop television wise because they cut that cord or whatever, they right back in the conversation. They like, oh yeah, I saw that. I saw how to
make a murderer.
I saw that too. Yeah,
I was having fun with the Chromecast. That shit is interesting.
The Apple TV is great, dog. The interface is very slick. It's fast. I love it.
Apple TV, can you play shit from your computer?
Yes, you can stream it.
Okay,
from your MacBook, from your iPhone, from your iPad.
Yeah,
the interface is touchscreen. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm in the market for that. You know what I'm saying? I like it because, you know what I'm saying, when you do have these presentations and shit, I could put that shit on the
right
TV
there.
Right there.
AirPlay.
See your shit real quick.
Music, you can stream whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm showing people my videos and shit.
Bing.
doop, doop, whoop, whoop. Good shit.
And for me, the control actually controls your TV.
Really? The, like, Apple TV control can control cable now?
No, so say if you got like a flat screen, you plug the Apple TV in, the remote controls the volume on the TV, it turns the TV off, like, you know. So it's one remote.
So it's a big step up from the last Apple TV.
Oh, it's a huge improvement. Huge improvement. Really? Huge improvement.
Yeah, that's a huge improvement. That Chromecast, that shit is kind of buggy still.
A little glitchy, you know.
A little glitchy, like the volume shit. You know, sometimes you turn the shit off on your phone and shit still be playing on TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, it got a little kinks here and there. But I still fuck with it. I like it.
He tried to hold it down.
No, you know what I'm saying? I give it a good 3.5 out of 5, you know what I mean?
All right, that's what's
up. Good enough?
I mean, I have fun with
you. You finished Game of Thrones yet?
I'm up to date. I'm waiting for the season.
You saw The Red Wedding?
Yeah.
Wasn't that bananas?
That shit was crazy, man. All that shit was crazy. I mean, like I said, I enjoy that shit.
What is this turning into? A Game of Thrones podcast? Are we doing this week after week?
G-O-T.
You Fargo'd about 3 weeks in a row.
G-O-T.
What's that shit you was watching? You was watching, what's that, Flash or some shit?
No, I was watching... What was I watching? Ray Donovan, that's the last thing I got.
Daredevil and Sherlock.
Sherlock. Sherlock is my jam. Sherlock
I don't watch too much shit, so shit, man. You know, when I get on something, I get on it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I like what I like, and that's that.
I'm going to see about it, man. I've been hearing interesting things. I got to see about that. I've always heard good things about that in The Walking Dead. And I tried The Walking Dead. It was regular. It didn't really hold me. But I'm going to see about this Game of Thrones shit. You know, see where it goes.
You know, with that, when you go in with that attitude, you know you ain't gonna make it past three episodes.
Nah.
Like, this shit.
It's good. It's
this
good.
Shit regular.
It could be. We'll see. The regular report coming.
The regular talk coming soon. beast being broke. Snapchat.
Exactly. I need some Snapchat shit, dog. I just be Snapchatting. First of all, my Snapchat game is such a fucking afterthought. I'd be Snapchatting.
You stingy with your snaps.
Because I don't never think about the shit. Like, it's not, and it's not the most intuitive app. Me and Vlad was talking about that shit.
The app is not very.
It's a lot going.
Once you get going, it's cool.
It's a bit of a learning curve.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
You just got to get used to it.
We got caught up like 8 menus in. Like, where are we?
Yeah, don't make no sense.
We ended up in a different app.
The thing about Snapchat is, I think it's like that on purpose, you know what I'm saying? It's not made to be friendly like that. It's not made for you to go find people easy. It leaves that sense of discovery intact, you know what I'm saying? Which, to me, makes it a little more exciting than when you get on and everybody know what you expected to do on the shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like with Instagram for me right now. Like, it's kind of like, everybody expect your shit to be well curated, you know what I'm saying? Like, your Instagram feng shui got to be intact. But, you know.
But expectations.
It strikes me as the kind of app that the guy put it out, and he said, you know, maybe people will download this.
They'll figure it out.
Oh, no,
And then it got hot, and he was like, oh.
I got it. We got to get our team.
We got to get our team to get our
team to get the functionality right. I'm just talking about the functionality. I'm not even talking about the discovery part. I agree with that. That's cool. We don't know. You know, you could kind of discover some new shit every day. I'm just talking about the functionality of the shit. I try to press this button and it weirds out.
Well, we try to change your profile name. That's what it was.
Yeah, all types of shit. It's kind of interesting, but I'm not gonna bore the people.
But I love the stuff you put up with. You had the cappuccino like in the little nightclub. It was like a cappuccino. Oh. That was funny.
That's your snap.
That was fun. And then you had your son. You had what? You put the funk on in the car. I follow you. You put the funk on in the car.
Oh, yeah,
you're like
yeah,
Black
yeah,
Father's funk introduction.
Yeah. He was sitting there blow like a motherfucker, like, shot.
Oh, it was great. Your Snapchat is very positive, too. A lot of family stuff going on. Barnes & Noble. I love it.
What else would it be?
I turned to it, man. It's a good.
I forget who sent it to me, but after I did the Barnes & Noble joint, somebody sent me a joint. It was the next day. He was like, yeah, man, I'm about to smoke this green and go in this bookstore.
I'm telling you.
Black Man
Ali
Reed.
You got the feel good Snapchat of the
podcast.
It's a very feel good.
I'm gonna get
Snapchat.
High though, but I'm gonna go read.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, having dinner with his family. It's just good. Good
I ain't mad at that at all.
It's soul food. It's soul food.
You gotta live in your truth, as they say.
That's great.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know that it is what it is. You know.
There you go.
I put some slick shit up there every now and again.
Well, listen, catch us on the snap. But beyond that, where can they find you besides NBC?
I will be in Pennsylvania. I'll be in Wilkes Bar, Pennsylvania, at Wisecrackers this weekend, and then next week I'll be at Levity Live.
Okay,
for Valentine's Day I'll be at the Borgata Valentine's Day Sunday, which is sold out already. So,
This guy done made it.
You know what I'm
saying? Sold out of it. We out there in Borgata.
So we out here. Where you going to be at, Muhammad?
I'm going to be on the snap, man. You know, Thorough TV, Thorotv. You know, a lot of my shit right now is in the lab, in the studio with it. You know what I'm saying? Finishing up some projects, you know. Then next place we going is CIAA.
Oh,
all
right.
It's in a couple of weeks.
So. What is that, Charlotte?
Charlotte, yeah.
All right. That's
CIAA.
There you go. I'm going to be at, tonight I'll be at the Knitting Factory. We're doing a Comedy KO show, so it's going to be the writers and myself on, and some of the talent from Comedy KO. We're going to be doing a show at the Knitting Factory. That's at 9 p.m. out in Brooklyn. Check that out. Where else, man? I'll be at New York Comedy Club Saturday, Saturday the 6th. And I'll be a few other places, so just go to DamianLemon.com. All that information will be there. But as always,
tell a friend.
To tell a friend. And your enemies.
To get in the conversation.
We out!